Indra is the king of demigods, and Surabhi is a four-footed animal. There is a world of difference between Indra and Surabhi. But Indra had no other alternative to fall on the foot of Surabhi for his rescue, because he committed a very serious crime, because he disturbed the disturbed the pastimes of Krishna, for which he was very much afraid, and only means he found, if I surrender to his beloved Surabhi, who is a mere cow, but no other alternative I have for my rescue. So Devaraj of this world and a cow of the transcendental Golok Vrindavan is so different. The cow is so dear to Krishna, by which Surabhi can save Indra. This is the instruction of this pastime here. You have heard many of pastimes in the way. They are all around these fields. Krishna and gopis played in many kinds, and many sorts of their pastime has been explained to you. I have no strength to put it again before you. Please hear it from Narayan Maharaj.
सब कुछ महाराज जी ने कह दिया और शुभानंद जी ने कह दिया।
बस
इनका थोड़ा सा जूठन एक दो देखता हूँ, मुझे पड़ा हुआ है कि नहीं, तो मैं चुन करके और ग्रहण करने की चेष्टा कर रहा है। ये सुरभि कौन थी जिसके पास में इंद्र देवताओं का राजा होकर, स्वर्ग का राजा होकर, और उस गैया को ले आया?
महाराज स्टार्टेड हिज लेक्चर विद द स्टेटमेंट दैट एवरीथिंग हैज बीन स्टेटेड बाय शोभानंद प्रभु एंड श्रीपाद त्रिविक्रम महाराज। महाराज सेड दैट नाउ आई एम ट्राइंग टू कलेक्ट अ फ्यू रेमिनेंट्स विच हैज बीन रिमेन्ड। So the remnant he collected and has given to us is as it. Maharaj was saying that who was this Surabhi cow, whether it belong to Golok Vrindavan or somewhere else. Indra is not capable enough to enter into Golok Vrindavan and occupy a cow from that abode. There is an abode in this universe, Brahmand. Its name is Golok. Here it is not Golok, it is Golok. Gau means cow. That abode is full of cow. And the head of that Golok was Surabhi. So Indra brought that cow.
Not brought, he went there and did pranam and requested to come.
He went there and requested to Surabhi after paying his obeisances, that please come with me so that I should take you in front of me before Krishna, and Krishna may excuse
you
me.
You should pray for me to forgive me.
So I cannot pray before Krishna. You come with me and pray for me before Krishna. So after taking Surabhi to Krishna,
taking Indra Surabhi came here. Give prominency to
Surabhi. So Indra did not bring Surabhi here. Maharaj is saying here is prominency to Surabhi. Surabhi in fact brought Indra here, and then Surabhi asked Krishna to please forgive him. And now Maharaj was explaining, look at the glorification of a cow of this universe, that because of that cow, Krishna excused and forgave Indra. What to speak of glorification of cows of Golok Vrindavan?
That cows are like Padma, Kalindi, Pishangi, all these cows. The names of cows are.
So the name of these cows which Krishna is having, Padma, Kalindi, and Pishangi, and so on. So, but Indra was not able to understand the glorification of these cows. So Maharaj is explaining the next thing. We are full of offenses like as Indra came. So the same we have to do. We have to pray here to Surabhi cow that we are full of offenses. Our name is not pure. It's not having any revealing in our heart. So please, just as you did in case of Indra, in our case also, you forward our application before Krishna, and we should get apologized. Our all the offenses should be exempted and forgiven, so that we may really be able and competent to serve Krishna, to serve Krishna's beloved Radharani in this Golok Vrindavan.
Don't be hopeless.
So because Surabhi is so much benevolent and full of mercy, so we should not become disappointed that there is no chance for us. So we should pray to Surabhi. When we will pray to Surabhi, there is no question of becoming disappointed.
Causeless mercy, Krishna is always following, showering. So Krishna has, if Krishna has managed us to come here and do parikrama of Govardhan, which Krishna himself did, and he has managed the same for us to come to this holy land, so we should not be hopeless. I think that we have hope that any day our all desires to serve Krishna, we will have that thing. Yes.
Gaur Premanande.
Gaur Premanande.
No, do tin aadmi baant. Maharaj ji sir.
Hari va va va. Gaur Premanande. Hari hari.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey. Are where is Ganda? Where is Ganda?
Ganadas Prabhu.
Are where is Ganda? Oh, Krishna Bada Daiman. That thing. Hmm. Yes. Don't.
In the lotus feet of Sri Giriraj Maharaj, we are so lucky. Perhaps in lakhs and lakhs last verse, we have not seen what total of parikrama. So we are lucky. Also we are lucky that we have come here in the guidance of bona fide good Vaishnavas. Here, I meant that Sri Nyodi Prabhu can glorify Giriraj Govardhan. You can tell something about Giriraj Maharaj, glory of Giriraj Maharaj. Navadvip Prabhu. Come on.
Magyanat Mirandasya Ginan Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Ginatas Mashiri Guravenama Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Bhavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha. I was not prepared to speak anything. I feel very unqualified to speak in front of this assembly. but I've been requested by Gurudev, so I'll try to speak a few words. So, we can try to meditate on the example of Raghunath Das Goswami, who took shelter at Sri Govardhan, and here he was performing his bhajan, and he was doing so under the guidance and inspiration of Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, and we can see by his example that he had a very intense desire to have residence at Giriraj Govardhan. And why? Why did he decide to do his bhajan here? From Srila Rupa Goswami's instructions in Upadesh Amrit, we find that of all the different places, Vrindavan is considered to be the topmost. And within Vrindavan, Govardhan is considered to be the best. And we also find in the prayers of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami that he says that, or he reveals the reason why it is the best place. Because this place, it can give rati for Radha and Krishna. This is stated in Manushiksha. So, this is why he chose to do his bhajan here. That, as we are hearing today, so many different pastimes that occurred here. And Giriraj Govardhan, he is the witness of all these pastimes. So therefore, because he has seen these pastimes, and because he is Krishna himself, and also he is in the mood of the devotee of Krishna, therefore, by his mercy, he can also reveal these pastimes to us. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, who we are trying to follow, he has set this example himself to have this aspiration, this very deep aspiration to live by the side of Govardhan, to do bhajan here, and while residing here, to pray, to have this, to have these pastimes manifest in our hearts, and also to have this rati for Radha and Krishna manifest in our hearts. So we are extremely fortunate to come here to this place, and especially under the direction of such exalted Vaishnavas as Srila Narayan Maharaj and Srila Tarikram Maharaj. And as they are experiencing this intense desire themselves to have this kind of rati for Radha and Krishna, they can guide us in developing this mood ourselves. And as they are also in possession of this mood, then by hearing from them very carefully and trying to serve them and please them, then they can transmit this mood into our hearts. So, we not only pray for the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan and meditate on the example of Raghunath Das Goswami, but we also pray for the mercy of our gurus who are leading us on this parikrama, that they will manifest their mood in our hearts. So, I will stop there. Giriraj Govardhan ki.
We will go now here and we will do arati, and after that we will go there and we will do tulsi parikrama, and there we will sit and we will discuss about the glory of Giriraj Dharan.